A couple of years ago, my trusty Honda Civic started making a strange noise. I tried to put up with it, but it got to the point where I just couldn't block it out, even when I turned up the volume on Radio 4 and the Archers. So I decided to take it to a mechanic. "New tyres, mate, that'll sort it," the mechanic proudly predicted. £120 well spent, I thought. That was until a few days later when the noise made a comeback. I took it back in to be told by a different mechanic at the same place. "It's actually your brake discs." So after another cash outlay, the noise returned a few days later, even with the new brake discs. This time I decided that my last garage wasn't fit for purpose, and so I decided to take it to a recommended old school mechanic that I'd heard about, who was just around the corner from me. And he actually spent more time looking at the rest of the car than the wheels, whereas the others had just focused on the wheels. They'd assumed that was where the noise was coming from, so that's where they'd focus. This guy, he actually just looked at the complete car, and he spent probably more time looking at other bits than the wheels. So he had a listen, then told me exactly what was wrong, and then proceeded to fix it. Job done. My Honda hasn't made a peep since. But looking at my car in a more holistic manner, more complete manner, Martin, my mechanic, that's his name, Martin the mechanic, had been able to better identify the root cause of my issue. Now in the UK, we tend to have a poor record when it comes to getting absent employees back on the road, and I wonder if this is partly due to us not thinking holistically when it comes to supporting their recovery process. Many people believe it's just potluck as to whether a return is successful, but I'm not in that camp. I think it's mostly down to the narrow approach we take when supporting absent employees back to work. The main model used to explain what causes mental health problems is known as the biopsychosocial model, and this essentially brings together three categories of factors that could be feeding the situation. The biological factors, they're things like physical health, genes, lifestyle habits, sleep, diet, and so on. The psychological factors, things like personality, thinking style, beliefs, cognition, self-esteem, temperament, and so on. And the social factors are things like relationships, social support, culture, financial situation, poverty, abuse, violence, and so on. Now, I'm going to state something blindly obvious here, but if the factors I've just mentioned are used as the main explanatory model for what causes mental health problems, surely it makes logical sense to apply them to the recovery process. One reason I think holistic thinking is overlooked when it comes to recovery and getting people back into work is it's our excessive focus on mental health labels and the generalizations that come with them. We assume that 5 depressed people have lots in common and therefore can be helped in the same or a similar way. But these 5 folks probably have very little in common apart from the fact they're feeling depressed, and in fact probably have countless more differences than similarities. But if we apply the biopsychosocial model here, it's easy to see how there could be numerous potential different causes that could have led to each of them feeling depressed. Therefore, their needs are very likely to be very different from one another. When we think from a biopsychosocial perspective, we let go of generalized thinking and start seeing the individual as just that, an individual, not a generalization or a label. And at the same time, this broadens our thinking, start asking better questions and considering the wider facets of the person that may have contributed to them feeling how they currently do, and which in turn should give clues as to how we can support them to remedy the situation. So, in summary, I believe our approach to mental health support for absent employees might benefit from an infusion of holistic thinking. Otherwise, we might end up like my first 2 unsuccessful mechanics, who charged me a fortune and focused their attention on the wheel when the wheel was making a noise rather than seeing the car as a whole with other parts that might be influencing the wheel noise. So the next time you're in a support situation, seeing the individual as a biopsychosocial landscape for you to explore together might just uncover the root of the problem, which you can jointly go about remedying, as well as putting in place measures to fortify the individual against a future relapse. If you'd like to get your copy of my free report, 3 Mental Health Myths Every HR Professional Needs to Know, just click on the link in the text below and I'll get your copy over right away.